I know how to run a hair salon, but for small business insurance, I chose my State Farm agent. She's a small business owner too, so she knew how to help me personalize my policies. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Talk to an agent today.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Today is the day. The playoffs start tonight. The Knicks against the 76ers. The games are going to be intense. They're going to be competitive. The Knicks have to face off against Joel Embiid. And if he's even 80 or 90% healthy, even though that's not a fully healthy Embiid, that is still a dangerous level of Embiid that the Knicks are going to have to prepare for. And recently, we heard from Isaiah Hartenstein on how the New York Knicks are going to defend Joel Embiid. We're going to break down exactly what he said and so much more today. If you're not already subscribed to the channel, go ahead and hit that subscribe button now. And make sure you have notifications turned on so you don't miss a second of the new content. And now, let's get started. The Knicks revealed their defensive strategy for Joel Embiid. Joel Embiid is an MVP-level player. Even though he's not fully healthy, he's at 80 or 90%. Even though that's the case, he's still going to be a threat. He's still going to be dangerous. You're not going to be able to stop that level of a player. But what you are going to be able to do is limit him. And the New York Knicks have done a very good job this season of limiting Joel Embiid. Even if you go back to the only healthy game that Joel Embiid faced off against the New York Knicks in, Isaiah Hartenstein definitely took care of business and did what he needed to do against him. Joel Embiid did what he needed to do, got his points and rebounds. However, I Hart limited him, and that's the best thing you can do against a player like Joel Embiid. You're never going to be able to fully stop him. You're never going to be able to fully stop some of the great players in this game. But if you limit them and you limit their impact on the game and you make other players on the team beat you, that's how the New York Knicks can come out ahead and beat this Philadelphia 76ers team. But apart from that, it's also the way you play Joel Embiid, because he can score on every single level. And if you don't know that going into it, he's going to hurt you. So iHeart, he's going to be the one primarily guarding Joel Embiid. And recently, he spoke to the media about how the New York Knicks are going to defend him. And it was eye-opening to say the least. Let's take a look at exactly what iHeart had to say about that. Shout out to the account SNY Knicks on the app X for giving us the following information. According to them, Isaiah Hartenstein on how the Knicks will defend Joel Embiid in the playoffs. According to iHeart, he's going to seek fouls, so that's the main thing. Through fouls, he'll get his little breaks, easy free throws, so that's the main focus, is not letting him get to the line and going from there. He's the MVP, so he's going to get some calls that maybe don't go in your favor. It's doing your job, playing team defense, and don't really put your hands in. It's smart from him. Why not use it? I'm not saying it's bad. If he's smart enough to do it and we keep doing it, that's on us. Shout out to iHeart for basically saying exactly what I did to start the video. Joel Embiid is an MVP level player. With players like that, you can't stop them. You can only limit them. And like iHeart said, he's going to look to seek to get fouls, get to the line, and shoot free throws, because that gives him a break in the action so he can recover, get that rest, take a couple of breaths, also take his time at the line, score points, and stop the clock. Exactly what he wants to do. And the Knicks are a slow-paced team, so that actually favors Joel Embiid and the Philadelphia 76ers. However, we've seen some cases where the New York Knicks look to run a lot. And I anticipate them, knowing they're facing against the 76ers, they're going to do that. They're going to look to run a lot because they want to tire Joel Embiid out. They want to make sure he's as tired as possible and puts as much work on that knee as he possibly can. Because if they tire him out and make him overexhaust that knee, it could be very bad news for the Philadelphia 76ers. The New York Knicks are looking to do that. They want to push Joel Embiid as much as possible, put the pressure on him, make sure he feels that physicality, and make sure this is the most physical series that he ever experiences. Because if the Knicks can pump up that physicality, and of course the NBA allows it, which it looks like they will, the New York Knicks have a very good chance of dominating the Sixers team. Because the only main factor they have to worry about really is Joel Embiid. Tyrese Maxey, I'll give you that. During the regular season, he was a monster for them. But for me, he's still a question mark in the postseason. We have no idea if he's going to step up or he's going to step aside. And last time, we saw him step aside. Now, maybe that was because of James Harden being on their roster. We're going to have to see if this year things are different. I don't know about that. He's going to have to answer a lot of questions. Now, let's say he does. I still have faith in Iheart and Mitchell Robinson to hold down Joel Embiid so that way OG Anunoby can focus in, hone in on Tyrese Maxey when the time comes. Obviously, he's not going to be guarding Tyrese Maxey from start to finish, but if Maxey starts going off, best believe OG is going to start switching on Maxey to make the game harder for him, because that's what you have to do when good players are going off. And I believe Tom Thibodeau and this team knows that, is prepared for that, and is going to make sure they do everything in their power to limit any player that's going off. The good news here is Philadelphia really has two heads of the snake, Tyrese Maxey and Joel Embiid. And Joel Embiid is a little bit hobbled. He may be 80%. You know what? He could be worse. And each and every game after this series, how is that knee going to be? How is he going to...
Jake from State Farm here, hanging out with Mel's Mow and Grow. Mel chose State Farm for small business insurance because his local agent is a small business owner too. So she knew how to help him personalize his policies. And now, he's rolling in the green. Like a good neighbor. Guys, I'm trying to do the line.
Oh, sorry, Jake.
It's all good. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Talk to an agent today.
From muddy jungle paths to snowy trails to rolling sand dunes, the 2024 Nissan Pathfinder is ready to take you to some of the most phenomenal destinations on Earth. In a Pathfinder, it's more than just the arrival. The real excitement comes from the ride to get there. With 7 drive modes, Pathfinder's available intelligent 4-wheel drive is built for some of the most epic journeys. So chase bigger, better, more exciting adventures in the 2024 Nissan Pathfinder. Intelligent 4-wheel drive cannot prevent collisions or provide enhanced traction in all conditions. Always monitor traffic and weather conditions.
Look, he's playing against the Knicks, ladies and gentlemen. The Knicks are going to play him so physical without touching him. And going back to what Isaiah Hartenstein just stated about Joel Embiid, they're going to play him, but they're going to try to play him without putting their hands on him. Why? Because even if you touch him just a little bit, the ref's going to blow the whistle. He's going to get a foul call. He's going to the line. He's going to feel contact, throw up the shot, get an and one, go to the line. You don't want to make the game easier for Joel Embiid. The game is already easy for him. Make it hard for him. Limit him. If you can do that, make sure he doesn't get those calls, doesn't get to the line that easily. He is running each and every play, getting tired, putting pressure on that knee. The Knicks do that, they are going to open the biggest window of possibility for them winning this series and making sure everybody understands that this Knicks team is somebody to take seriously. We are a legit threat in the NBA. And this series right now is a statement series for the Knicks, because if they win it, and they win it in dominant fashion, they are going to be seen as one of the best teams in the playoffs. Mark my words on that. It's also something to say that almost every single person who's spoken about this series has picked the Philadelphia 76ers to beat the New York Knicks. At least most of them have. And you know what? For me, that's just so much disrespect. The Knicks are the 2 seed. I think Brian Windhorst said that even though the Knicks are the 2 seed, they're really not in this matchup, because a fully healthy Sixers team is really the 2 seed. Well, guess what? I don't see a fully healthy Sixers team. So with that in mind, the Knicks are the 2 seed. We earned that. We worked for it. And I don't care what anybody has to say. The Knicks have the advantage in this series because Philly is not healthy. and we have the players on this team that can make it difficult for Philly. Last year, we didn't have the shooters around Jalen. This year, we have the shooters around Jalen. Bojan, Burks, Miles McBride, Dante DiVincenzo. To an extent, Josh Hart's been shooting the three a little bit better. To an extent, we have OG Anunoby, the corner three specialist. Precious Achiuwa has been shooting threes recently. Everybody's been working on that game because they know Jalen Brunson can score from any level. And if he's in the mid-range and he's getting doubled or triple teamed, and if you're open and available, you're going to have to shoot that shot. No hesitation, and hope and pray we make that in. The good news is we have so many good shooters on this team right now to surround Brunson with that it's likely whoever he passes that ball to, they're going to shoot that shot, and we're making that bucket. And the Philadelphia 76ers are going to know they can't leave their man. They can't keep throwing doubles and triple teams at Brunson, because if they do, the Knicks are going to make them pay in a different way. And that's going to open up the game for Brunson in so many different ways. You give Brunson this much space, he's making you pay. You give him a lane because you have to dedicate one or two other defenders to the Knicks shooters, he's going to torch you, slice you up, and there is nothing you can do about it. Because each and every game we've seen this season, he's gotten better. He's understood the doubles and triple teams. He understands how to pass out of them, bolt to another corner, get the ball back, and make sure he gets the basket or makes another impact play. He just understands what to do better this year than last year. Our mentality this season has been next man up mentality and facing the next person that's in front of us. And that's going to be the same case today when we face the Philadelphia 76ers. It's next man up mentality. This Knicks team is locked in, regardless of who you are, where you are. If you're rocking with the Knicks, I know you feel what I feel right now. We not only have a shot, we have a very good chance of beating this Philadelphia 76ers team, because again, they are not healthy. And if you guys have not checked out the schedule, let me go ahead and give you that real quick. So obviously today we have the New York Knicks against the Sixers at 6 p.m. The next game is on Monday, April 22nd, 7:30 game. Then we have it on Thursday, April 25th. That's going to be another 7:30 game. Then we have the Sunday game, game four, April 28th. And that's going to be at 1 p.m. on ABC. And that's going to mark those four games. Then obviously, if necessary, we're going to have game five on April 30th. Game six, if necessary, on May 2nd. And then, if necessary, game seven on May 4th. I'm ready. I am ready for playoff basketball. I'm ready for the Knicks to go out there and prove everybody wrong, because that's exactly what they're going to do. Jalen Brunson, if you don't believe he's a superstar already, and I fully believe he is, he's going to show you this postseason why he is an absolute superstar. You don't have to believe it now, but after this postseason, you're definitely going to believe it. This Knicks team is real. They're going to prove a point. They're going to make a statement. Watch out, Philly. I think Philly is underestimating the Knicks just a little bit. You guys are comfortable. This is the matchup you wanted, right? Easy matchup. We heard it all, but we don't care. We're using it as motivation, but we don't care. The game plan doesn't change. Philly, you're in front of us. We want to go to the second round. In order for us to do that, you got to go down. Jalen Brunson and this Knicks team is taking you out. Let's go, Knicks. Let's go, New York. We here. We here. Leave a comment below if you here too. That's the end of this episode, but I am so hyped. I don't even know what to do with myself. Until next time, Knicks fans, don't forget to smash that like button, leave a comment below, and of course, guys, please subscribe to the channel. Until next time, Knicks fans. Peace.
Selling smoothies is what I do, but for small business insurance, I chose my State Farm agent. He's a small business owner, too, so he knew how to help me personalize my policies. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Talk to an agent today.
From muddy jungle paths to snowy trails to rolling sand dunes, the 2024 Nissan Pathfinder is ready to take you to some of the most phenomenal destinations on Earth. In a Pathfinder, it's more than just the arrival. The real excitement comes from the ride to get there. With 7 drive modes, Pathfinder's available intelligent 4-wheel drive is built for some of the most epic journeys. So chase bigger, better, more exciting adventures in the 2024 Nissan Pathfinder. Intelligent 4-wheel drive cannot prevent collisions or provide enhanced traction in all conditions. Always monitor traffic and weather conditions.